Good morning. I'm Brooke Baldwin. Thanks for starting your day with us. It is March 13th. Got a lot going on, but first, want to get you caught up on some of the top stories we're keeping our eye on for you, including this one. Former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger admitted to a hospital in Seoul, South Korea today for what's being described as minor stomach troubles. Kissinger is 86 years of age. He is in Seoul for a security forum.
A federal court says there's not enough evidence linking autism in children to mercury in vaccines. This ruling means that families of children diagnosed with the illness won't be entitled to any compensation. Congress set up a special committee in 1986 to address claims over vaccine safety. Attorneys for the family say they will appeal this ruling.
You are about to hear a whole lot more about this movement. This is this new political movement wanting you to wake up and join the coffee party. Heard of it? Organizers are launching this national kickoff day today. They're holding events at coffee shops from coast to coast. Coffee party activists say their goal to change Washington by pushing for civility and cooperation within the government.
Well, this morning, nine provinces in Iraq have announced early results in the voting for parliament. The vote count is a 24-hour process, been going on since the voting on Sunday. Our Arwa Damon tells us about the round-the-clock counting.
Behind the glass here is where the most important part of the process is taking place. It's the data entry center. 500 employees working in two shifts around the clock. The data is entered twice so that should there be a discrepancy, it will be flagged up. In fact, there are all sorts of checks and balances put into place to ensure against fraud or any sort of manipulations. And also the United Nations is keeping a very close eye on this entire process.